Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Second date update.
We have a guy named Jax who reached out to us for a second date update today. Jax admits in his email he ended up getting a little too intoxicated on his first date.
Oh, no.
We've all been there.
He says he remembers the first half of the evening.
Oh, no.
But that's about it.
That drunk? Okay.
Then apparently he woke up the next morning in a, quote, compromising situation.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Jax, you and I have a lot in common already. I don't even know much about you. So I like you.
All right.
Oh, my God. I'm dying to know what happened.
Yeah. Well, before we get to your compromising situation, tell us about the girl you went out with. What's her name?
Her name is Iris.
Okay.
All right. She just an absolute smoke show. Seriously, guys.
Like, what's a smoke show? I'm sorry.
Hot.
Oh, super hot.
She's very sexy.
I thought she was a disappearing act, and that's why she was like, poof.
It's like,
only smoke left.
All right.
I'm with you guys.
Now that we've helped her understand, tell us a little bit more about Iris the Smoke Show.
So, you know, on Instagram, like, if you like someone's photo, it'll be like, you might also like whatever.
Right.
So, I like this model's photo, and the algorithm is like, oh, you're going to like Iris.
I have done that,
oh,
and it always pops up, like, 10 more Instagram models underneath. It's like, you may also like.
So, you guys are just trolling different Instagram models until someone actually responds to you, and Iris happened to be the one.
Yeah, and oh my God, I was so excited when she replied. And
what line did you use to get her to reply?
I was like, hey, you're super cute, by the way. Smiley face. Not
That's
the emoji.
It?
What?
Okay.
Oh, you write out the words smiley face?
What?
No, I do the colon and then the right parenthetical. It's
old
way
school.
It's nostalgic, it's old school, people love it.
A 1990s emoji.
Right.
And that worked?
So, wow.
Yeah.
I guess I'm trying too hard.
I guess so.
That's awesome, though.
And so what happened after that?
We're exchanging some messages, and we set up a date at, you know, this cool local bar.
What'd you guys do at the bar?
I'll get to that, though.
That was like, weird.
Apparently something crazy happened. But sorry, go on.
Okay, so like when she came in the door, dude, she's like a solid 7.5, just absolute smoke show. Just like,
wait, a 7.5 to you is a smoke show? I thought for sure she's gonna be a 10.
At
like,
at least a 9.
You can barely talk, and you're only rating her a 7.5.
Yeah,
10s are rare. It's a bell curve. Like,
God.
There's not that many.
I'd never want you to be my substitute teacher or anything.
She's not a smoke show. Then she's like a light sizzle at best.
Hear me out, though. She looked like if Ashley Judd had a less attractive younger sister.
Who's Ashley Judd?
Why do we have to keep... I mean, I just think that, like, we're really concentrating on her looks. Like, what were you feeling when you saw her? Were you nervous, or was an uglier Ashley Judd not something that...
Horny. I was feeling horny.
Okay. Can we
that
say
is
that?
Very
Can't
strange.
Blame a guy there.
Yeah? All right.
Okay. So,
wow. This sounds
that,
like love.
Now that she's walked into the room and turned you on,
yes.
What happens next?
So, you know, I just wanted to have some fun with her. So, for my activity, I had some pen and paper, and I said, we're going to drink and write some dirty limericks with each other.
Oh, wow. Oh. Well, I guess you're not making it a secret what you want to do later.
Did she know what a limerick was?
Yeah, I don't know.
I had to explain it to her.
Could you tell us one of them?
Thank you. I don't know what a limerick is.
It's like a poem, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a poem that rhymes. Like a haiku is a very specific meter to it.
Okay.
They were all the rage in the 15th century Britain. But good to bring it back for a hot first date. So what did you say?
So, like, your producer told me to have one ready, but, like, you def have to bleep some of this out if I read this, all right?
Okay.
Oh, God. Okay.
What is it?
Okay. There once was a man named Dave.
Okay.
Who found a dead f***er in a cave.
Oh, dang, bro.
She was ugly as missing one.
Oh.
But think of the money he saved.
Because
oh,
she
my
was,
gosh.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That was terrible.
That's
Jax.
Dark, bro.
I mean, that was beautiful.
It was
Wait,
so funny.
How soon into meeting her did you deliver this limerick?
That's what she came up with. I didn't come up with that.
Oh, that was one of hers? All right,
yeah.
Well, now I'm actually impressed.
Yeah.
You know, I went from too much to, oh, all right.
Yeah.
Girl can go limerick to limerick, I see.
So the dirty limerick idea worked.
Yeah, and clearly, like, it's going well. So
clearly. You guys are talking about dead to each other.
I mean, what happened to that other boob? That's what I'm concerned about.
Unclear. Uncertain.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. So you started making out right away, or?
You know, we kind of ease into it. We had some good laughs, and she was down for whatever. So, like, we had a few drinks and had a few more than her. But we Uber back to my place, and this is kind of where things get hazy. But I woke up next morning in the bathtub with no water in it, and most of my clothes were gone.
Okay.
I had my socks on, and I was wrapped in a bed sheet.
Huh. Did she harvest your organs?
Yeah. This sounds to me like you were about to throw up, and she just put you in the bathroom, is what it sounds like to me.
Sounds to me like Iris is a good time.
Yeah. No matter what happened.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of toast on top of me, like 3 to 4 pieces of toast.
Yeah, see?
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, you were wasted.
Yeah, you got the drunchies. Yeah. That's okay.
I mean, why do you think she would call you back, honestly?
Well, I want to hang out with her, of course. I'm not dumb. I know, like, that's maybe not going to happen, but I need to know what happened to me that night.
So this is a mystery you need solved, and you're hoping for another date with Smoke Show Iris.
Yeah, and, like, I tried calling, but she, like, hung up on me twice.
Hung up?
And then any text I send, she doesn't respond to, or, like, she calls me a creep, and that she says she doesn't want to see me again.
She's mad, bro. I don't know women very
she's
well.
She's a creep?
And she's very
she's
mad
She's the
at
one
you.
That came up with the dead limerick.
Right? Like, I don't even remember, like, not getting along with her, so, like, that's troubling, too.
It's a mystery for all of us.
I know.
We're going to have to get to the bottom of this, this limerick mystery. There once was a guy named Jax who woke up half naked in a bath.
Hey, yeah.
And then what?
Works.
And then I guess we'll finish the rest of it when we call Iris.
Yeah.
We'll play a song, come back, and get your second date update for you, okay?
All right. Good.
Hold on. All right, we're back for part two of the second date update, and I've been working on this during the break.
Have you?
All right, let's see if you guys like it.
All right.
There once was a man named Jax who woke up half naked in a bath. His lady had left some toast on his breast and a vegetable lodged in his glass. Glass.
Glass. Is that what you're going with? Yeah. That's what you're choosing.
I think that is.
Are you sure?
I think that's the perfect story told.
Uh-huh.
But if you're just tuning in for the second date update, one of our listeners, Jax, met a super hot girl named Iris on Instagram.
Smoke show.
And he took her to a bar where they wrote dirty limericks to each other. And apparently it worked in setting the mood because they ended up back at his place. And that's where his memory of the night starts to fade.
Yeah.
Because he woke up the next morning half-clothed in a bathtub with some toast sprinkled over his body and does not know what happened.
I know that you've tried to piece together the night as best you can. Can you think of anything you did that could be misconstrued?
You know, it's so hazy, but I really want to find out. It's super important to me.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's give Iris a call and figure out what happened after the period that you don't remember at your place. How did you end up in that bathtub half-naked? We're going to try and figure this out. I'm going to dial the number right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Iris, please?
Yeah, this is she.
Hi, Iris. My name's Young Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Okay.
Are you familiar with us?
Kind of.
That's good.
Okay, that works.
Hi,
Iris.
Hi.
We're doing something called the Second Date Update. Are you familiar with that segment that we do?
Yeah.
She's
not, dude. Yeah.
She's being sure.
Yeah,
she's
a lot of certainty in that voice.
I heard it
just
once.
To refresh your memory, that's where if you go on a date with someone and afterwards they're not calling you back, you can email the show and we'll call the person to try and figure out the reason why.
Oh, okay.
All right, so you recently went out with a guy who is really, really interested to hear from you.
Is this Brayden?
We don't know who
Brayden
is.
No Braydens here.
Okay.
We do have a guy that emailed us, though, trying to get a hold of you, whose name is Jax.
Oh, okay.
Not as excited about Jax as you are as Brayden.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
Okay. Well, Jax told us a little bit about your evening together.
As much as he could.
Great.
It was very interesting, the story that he told us.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're a pretty good limerick writer.
He actually told you about that?
Oh, he read it to us. He read it to us, and we had to bleep a lot of stuff. I can't believe that came out of your mind.
You told me to make it dirty. What's dirtier than one t-
No, I'm not saying it's bad. I think actually you and I should go hang out and like have a beer after this. But
we were applauding you,
yeah,
to be truthful.
Very creative. But after the limerick, he said you guys had a few more drinks and went back to his place. And that's where he's frustrated because he doesn't remember a lot.
Well, I am not surprised.
Was he a sloppy drunk?
I really don't know if I should tell you that.
Why?
Well, he really wants to know. He doesn't know how he ended up, where he ended up. And could you just maybe fill in some of the details that are missing for us?
I mean, I don't know. It's really embarrassing for him. I don't know if he'd want to hear this.
Well, he understands. When you email into the show to ask for one of these second date updates, you know that you might hear something you don't necessarily want to hear that might be a little bit embarrassing.
And the thing is, he may need to learn from this because he has no idea what he did.
Yeah, I find that hard to believe.
No.
What?
He said he has no idea.
Why would he faking it?
Why would you say that?
This just seems like something he does a lot.
Really?
What does he do?
Let me tell you the story of what happened that night.
Do tell.
Are you going to do a limerick?
Yeah. Oh, geez. Off the cuff? I don't know.
Okay, no, you can just tell us normally.
Yeah, we don't have that much time.
So, yeah, we were back at his place, and it was fine. There was a little bit of making out, and we started dancing a little, and we had even more drinks.
Oh, God.
Ooh. And then he whispered in my ear, my fantasy.
Wait, what? He told you his fantasy?
Well, if he first tried to guess mine, and then he decided to tell me his fantasy.
Is that because you wouldn't tell him?
Right.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. So what did he say?
Well, he whispered in my ear, you know, my fantasy is to be a little boy.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
What did you do?
Well, I thought he was joking at first because we've been doing dirty limericks and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But he started calling me mommy.
Oh.
And had me make him cinnamon toast and strawberry milk.
Shut up. Shut up.
I'm not kidding.
It sounds pretty good.
It sounds
like a delicious meal for a young boy to enjoy.
That is so disturbing. Did you actually make the toast?
Well, yeah.
What?
I figured maybe he'll sober up with some food.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Okay, which part of this was weird to you?
Jeffrey!
All of it was weird, but I didn't really know at this point whether he was joking still what was going on.
I mean, to be fair, you were the one who wrote out a dead in a cave who was missing body parts.
That
so I
different.
Think that's pretty balanced out.
No, it is not. He's calling her mommy.
Well, he's drunk is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you got to give him a pass a little bit.
No, because that's truth serum, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. He definitely was not joking when I realized he got into the bathtub and wanted me to, like, swaddle him. So I just, like, wrapped him up.
Oh, wait. He went to the bathroom by himself. I thought she put him in the tub.
Okay. Stop it. So that's why he woke up in a sheet.
Yeah,
I was really freaked out at that point because he just started clapping his hands going, mommy, bath time. Mommy, bath time.
Aw, that's cute.
Oh, my God.
Don't you wish your kids were that excited for bath time,
Brooke? Oh, my God. That is so much on a first date.
So, on a first date, that is a lot.
That is so much.
Now, you're being 100% serious about all this?
Unfortunately.
It does explain everything, Jeff. Like, all the dots are...
Right.
Like,
the toast, the sheet.
The sheet, why he was in the bathtub in the first place.
Okay. Well, I think a lot of things have been answered for us.
I mean, like I said, it's going to be hard to forget it.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, I want to thank you, but I think it'd be more appropriate if Jax thanked you himself. Because he's been on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Are you kidding me?
Don't cuss in front of the kid.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Jax, your mommy wants to talk to you, okay?
Uh-oh, you're in trouble.
You there?
I'm not really, like, all that, like, that was because of drinking. Like, I'm not really into that.
That was a test.
So you were kidding?
Yeah, no, I was just, like, drunk and, like, joking around. Yeah.
I don't think so.
So, Jax, are you remembering now what I just told you?
Maybe a little bit. I don't remember the toast stuff. Like, not, I don't know.
I probably shouldn't have even called you guys. I'm really sorry.
No, no, I'm glad you did, Jax. This is a story that we all needed to hear today.
Jax, you don't need to be ashamed of whatever your fantasy is, okay?
No, it was just kink shaming you.
Like, that's maybe like 10 years into a marriage type of situation where you knock that out.
At least second date.
Yeah.
Just so you guys know, it's not like my fantasy. It's just like something that like came out after like a lot of drinking. Yes, you have to believe me.
Do you hear that, Iris?
I don't know.
Jack, do you remember when you were in the bathtub forcing me to feed you the toast?
No, I don't remember that. I'm not really sure that happened, actually.
You asked me to, and you would open your mouth saying the airplane's coming in the hangar.
I didn't really say that, did I?
Yes, you did.
Oh, buddy.
And Iris, you complied.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a joke for a little bit, but when he started clapping his hands and saying, Mommy, Mommy, I realized it was not a joke anymore.
I mean, but I think that you're just as much at fault as Jax is because you're encouraging this. I mean, you're the one that's filling out his fantasies, making the airplane noises, putting breadsticks into his mouth.
Yeah.
It was cinnamon toast.
Oh.
I think it was. I don't know.
Okay. He knows.
Well, a little bit of a memory came back there for a second.
Okay, but here's the positive thing about this, Iris. You did like him, and this was a lot to pull out on a first date, but now all the cards are on the table.
There's
no more surprises if you guys go out on another date.
Exactly. But this point, Iris, I think it's appropriate if I ask, would mommy like to see baby one more time? We'll pay for it.
Can you guys stop it, please?
Oh, buddy.
Uh-oh, baby's getting grumpy.
Oh.
Sounds like Jeffrey's also lived out your fantasy before, Jax.
Yeah,
so,
really
you know, you're
voice.
In good company.
No, you just gave me some really good ideas, Jax, from future of my dating career.
I'm hanging up right now.
No, don't
Jax,
go, Jax.
Don't leave. We're just playing,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Iris, will you go out with him again?
You know, I'm going to have to pass on another date, but I'm just sure there's another mommy out there for him.
Jax, I'm sorry.
Sorry, bro.
I actually feel bad for you. You got a little embarrassed. You didn't get a date.
Okay.
No, you know what we're going to do for you, Jax? We're going to open up the text line right now. Text into 78592. Are there any mommies out there that want to airplane feed Jax inside the bathtub?
Again, you guys, it's not my fantasy, so, like, you can have fun with this, but, like, I'm letting you know, I don't even remember most of it, so.
Straight up, bro.
Okay, buddy.